You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Reports of cougar sightings in Wisconsin are nothing new. Each year sees hundreds of unconfirmed reports. But this week, two were officially confirmed by the Wisconsin DNR.
Including a cougar sighting in January, DNR biologists say there have been three confirmed reports of cougars in 2014. That's causing excitement for some, maybe a little worry for others. So, what do we need to know about them?
Joining us now in the studio is Timothy Van Dielen, Assistant Professor of Forest and Wildlife Ecology at UW. Madison. Timothy, thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, so Timothy, cougars have been absent seemingly from the state for a long time. Now we've had sightings that have been piling up, two confirmed just recently, three total. What do we know so far about why the cougar is here in Wisconsin again?
Well, it's speculation, but our native cougars went extinct about the turn of the century, as far as we know. And then we've had reports of cougars kind of ever since. But recently, a couple of things have sort of converged. One is there's widespread use and ownership of these game cameras. And so lots of landowners have these cameras out there. They're watching their own properties. They're picking up lots of deer and bears, and occasionally they've gotten a cougar. So that gives us some pretty hard evidence of what we're seeing. And we think that the reason that we're seeing cougars probably has to do with a robust cougar population in the Black Hills area of South Dakota. We know from genetic work on the few cougars that we've been able to get genetic samples from that at a genetic level, they look a lot like that South Dakota population. And then the question we get sometimes is, why are they here? And there's a couple of reasons for that. I think primarily is that one of the primary reasons is that here in the Great Lakes region, we have relatively high deer densities, which are the primary prey of cougars. But we've also had gentrification of our Midwestern ag areas. It's getting woodier, brushier, and looking more like cougar habitat.
Now, it looks like the two confirmed recently were in the northern part of the state. Where are they showing up otherwise?
Well, the 200 this year, 200 plus reports that you mentioned earlier are showing up throughout the state. The verified reports are showing up primarily in the northern third.
I saw one in Iowa County, which is pretty far south.
Well, we've had three unconfirmed reports in 2013 right here in Dane County. But yeah, the ones that are confirmed or deemed verified are the ones that are showing up in the northern third of the state. And that's, of course, that's the more forested region.
And what do we need to know about the history of these cougars?
Well, the life history of the cougars, is that the question?
Well, you said there was an eastern cougar that had gone probably extinct or at least been driven out of, you know, Wisconsin. So what about the cougars now that are seemingly coming in from the west?
Well, that's the difference there is at the subspecies level, which is a pretty subtle difference. A lot of times subspecies designations are the sorts of things that become academic arguments. They're based on small differences in physiology and sometimes small differences in genetics. So the eastern cougar, the one that was in the northeastern United States at the time of European settlement, as far as we know, is now extinct. There's the Florida panther, which is a cougar species, which is its own subspecies, and it's been in trouble for a long time because of very small population sizes. And then we have the western populations, and I'm not exactly sure how many subspecies are out there, but the ones that we're getting in Wisconsin here look genetically like the subspecies or the population that live in the Black Hills.
Now, another predator that's made a comeback in the state is the wolf. Are there similarities here or differences that we should be aware of?
Well, the big similarity is that both wolves and cougars are sort of deer specialists in terms of the prey that they attack. But after that, they sort of separate their access to the deer population on the basis of different behaviors. So wolves are coursing predators, which means that they chase their prey. They capture their prey by chasing them into a place where they get tripped up or where the wolf can overtake the deer. The contrast is with cougars. Cougars are ambush predators, and so they tend to use stealth either to sneak up on a deer, or they'll wait in a tree or on a cliff or someplace that gives them the surprise advantage, and they'll try and attack from above. And we know from research that one of my own graduate students did in Wyoming that when wolves reinvade a place where cougars are established, that the niche, the foraging niche of the cougars contracts. And so what happens is the wolves kind of reclaim their own piece of the territory and the cougars kind of retreat a little bit. And, you know, one of the questions raised by the thought of that cougars might return here to Wisconsin is whether or not there'll be that sort of niche contraction on the part of wolves, because you might presume that wolves are exploiting whatever niche the eastern cougar had at one time.
Now, I've been in my life had the opportunity to do some hiking in Northern California, and I know there I've been on a trail and there have been signs that said, keep small children close to you. A cougar, this area is populated by, you know, cougars or mountain lions. So I guess my question is, do we need to be worried about this? Is this something that there's a big enough population of cougars in Wisconsin that it's going to be a danger to humans?
The danger to humans is very, very, very small in Wisconsin. I would not worry about it at all. There have been cougar attacks out west, and that's been associated with relatively high cougar populations, populations that have not been hunted, at least not hunted recently, so the cougars sort of lose their fear of humans. But in terms of the risks that you assume when you go outdoors, the risks of running into a cougar have got to be just vanishingly small, especially here in Wisconsin. I mean, as a wildlife professor and, you know, former graduate student working in Montana, I've spent a lot of times in cougar habitats. And I can count on one hand the number of times I've seen a wild cougar.
It's starting out small, but is there a potential for this population to boom and for us to have a pretty sizable cougar population?
There is the potential for it to grow. I wouldn't go so far as to say that it's going to boom and that we're going to have a sizable population, because there is some competition. Cougars might get into trouble with agriculturalists, but, you know, the key feature that we're seeing with the cougars that we know about is that they all tend to be young males, and you can't have a population until the females show up.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems like in the past, you know, we've been hearing about these cougar sightings for several years now, but the DNR has been seemingly reluctant to confirm those sightings. Now we've got some confirmed sightings. What's changed?
Well, the DNR has to remain kind of agnostic on whether or not those are cougars until they get some good evidence. And good evidence means a clear track or a sample of hair or skin or a dead body or something like that. And what's really changed in recent years is the widespread use of these game cameras. When you start seeing photographs, then that becomes pretty good evidence.
Yeah, the picture, that I think it's up on the Central Time Facebook page, it's incredibly striking to see a predator like that. I don't know if they qualify as a super predator, but to think that, you know, there's a cougar in Wisconsin, it is kind of a mind shift, isn't it?
Well, you know, I'm a wildlife guy. I think it's actually pretty cool. But, you know, even getting trail cam photos, it's amazing, having looked at thousands of trail cam photos, that sometimes you get a little flash of fur or a little bit of movement on the camera and you're not quite sure what it is. But the one that's up on the websites is very clearly a cougar.
Yeah, we do have that picture up on the Central Time Facebook page. And before we let you go, what should someone do if they think that they've seen a cougar, or maybe they've definitely seen a cougar?
Well, the DNR appreciates the reports, because that does eventually coalesce into an interpretable pattern. But like with all wild animals, and especially large predators, enjoy them from a distance.
Great. Well, Tim, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you.
We've been speaking with Timothy Van Dielen, Assistant Professor of Forest and Wildlife Ecology at UW-Madison.